What a podcast.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are. Got a dirty car? Clean it up at the Brownsville Car Wash. Just 5 miles off of I-5.
Exit 216.
If you're looking for pizza now, they're ready when you are.
Hey, it's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show, 621, you tools.
Can we talk about bovine dimensional sex maneuvers?
That's right, you ditchard cranium.
And a crazy sweet story.
I'm going to give you the iron boot.
Iron boot?
Yeah. Just
is that a tool?
Yeah, it is.
Okay.
Hey, where are you rushing to?
Is that a Russian hit?
It is, and
this is a Russian hit too.
It is a Russian hit. I'm traveling north
to Canada,
on the seascape of my mind.
Yes, indeedly doodly.
In a spaceship far and away.
Cygnus X1.
In the Yukon territory.
That's right.
It's the Terry and Gatch Comedy Show.
Terry and Gatch. Terry and Gatch. Slice me off a piece of that pizza now.
Dude, that stuff was good.
I know.
As always.
We'd like to give a little shout out to Pizza Now. In cases, anyway, I don't even know why I picked this song. I hadn't heard it for a while. It's Rush, of course, from the Hemispheres album. Hemispheres I don't have. Maybe that's why I like to listen to it. This is an
You just have Hemisphere?
Yeah. This is an 18-minute song.
Oh, really?
And it says here, if I can read, band members have stated that the stress from recording this album was a major factor in their decision to stop recording epic tracks. So it was after this album that they came out with an album full of shorter tracks, you know, all mm-hmm. 3, 4, 5 minutes.
Roll the Bones?
Yeah. Yeah, Roll the Bones. Tom Sawyer, you know, mm-hmm. 4 or 5 minutes. All the songs after that, and they got more hit oriented. But
it seems like they could have just like piecemealed it, right?
What do you mean, like piece it together?
Yeah, like, you know, record 4 minutes of it at a time or whatever, you know, with today's technology. I know that's not their style,
right?
But I mean, to, you know, if you really want that opus like stuff, but maybe they felt as well that, you know, they'd done enough fucking opuses, Jesus.
They had some fucking opuses for sure. Oh, I just had a weird pizza bubble in my throat.
You know, Mr. Holland had an opus.
Yeah. It was kind of dry. Was...
I didn't watch. What a Richard.
We were just talking about Richard, Rick, Dick.
Mm-hmm.
How that makes no sense. Okay, I can understand Rick off of Richard because it's mm-hmm. kind of like Rickard. Which it isn't. It should be Rich. Mm-hmm. But where does the dick come from?
Because Richard, they used to call people Ditchard.
Oh, okay. See, I didn't know that.
Yeah,
and the same
did I.
thing with... oh, shit. Here comes Geddy Lee. We're turning you down now a little bit.
Serengeti Lee.
Serengeti Lee. It's the best dessert in the desert. So, what was I saying?
That wasn't real what I said, though, by the way.
What?
I can't remember.
I believe that you can't remember. Oh, that's real.
Yeah.
No, what were you just talking about?
It was related to Rush.
No.
All right.
No. Man, and I was onto something, too, I thought. We're talking about epic tracks, and then we're talking mm-hmm. about...
Mr. Holland's Opus, Dreyfus.
Oh, that's right. Fuck, that's Dreyfus.
Yeah, you had Dreyfus, Mr. Holland's Opus.
We'll just have to come back. Could you rewind the tape?
All right.
We're going to go back and listen to the tape real quick.
I will.
No.
I will.
We'll talk about it on Monday.
All right.
Save
no, you're talking about Richard Dreyfuss. We were just talking about Richard Dreyfuss.
Yeah, but then there was one other step that we've gotten to before that. Have no idea. That's some good pizza.
That is some good pizza.
Pizza Now, right down there on Hill Street, 1705 Southeast Hill in Albany, Oregon. This is one of the newest pizzerias in town. It's family-owned and operated.
I think it's the only one in town that matters.
That's right. You know, because there's other pizza places in town like Domino's,
mm-hmm.
but they died.
Yeah. I don't know if Chris listens, but I have a new market that I think he should bust into. North Korea.
They don't get a lot of pizza.
They don't have a lot of pizza places in North Korea. In fact, their first one just opened up in 2009. How crazy is that? It's like 4 years ago they just had their first, like, say, Pizza Hut. I imagine it was a Pizza Hut.
Yeah, like, Pizza Now has been open like a quarter of the amount of time of all pizzerias in North Korea.
Mm-hmm.
North Korea.
Get in on the ground level over there in North Korea.
Maybe he could have a pizza in North Korea. Pizzeria.
Some,
instead of a pizzeria, it'd be a Pizza Korea.
It opened up in Pyongyang.
Ah, I like to say Pyongyang.
And, I think, you know, I don't know if you could guarantee delivery times because it would probably have to, you know, go through customs inspection before they distributed the food.
Yeah.
I don't know where I'm going.
You should be going to pizza-now.com. Check out all their deals. Also, if you follow them on Facebook and Twitter, you'll get like specials that other people don't get. Like you can guess the score of the local football games, and if you get the closest score, you win a pizza. If you come in certain days when they post a Facebook post that says you get free pizza bites with any order, by mentioning this, that's it's a good
I've
thing to do.
I've gotten some free pizza bites before doing that, man, and it's all about those free pizza bites. Because you bring home a pizza and a pizza bites, and like you got one for now, and you got one for later because both are a meal.
That's right. In itself.
Yeah.
Facebook.com/PizzaNowAlbany. Mm-hmm. And Twitter is @PizzaNow1.
Mm-hmm.
That's confusing, but whatever. 928-0900 is the number they will deliver for $2.50 fee of a minimum order of $15.
It's not bad, man. I was talking to a friend of the show, Flames, the other day, and he said delivery's like up to $5 now.
I don't doubt it.
It's just been so long since I've had not from Pizza Now. He was talking about how unbelievably cheap theirs was. And
right.
I said I hadn't ordered from any other place in so long.
I'd like to rephrase
that. I don't know
how unbelievably inexpensive they are.
Yeah,
cheap is a bad word.
Dude, you can get three pizzas delivered on your door and a 2 liter for $20. Bam,
dude. Yep. Three pizzas and a 2 liter for $20 is a great price, but
pepperoni.
Then you top it off with not only cheese and pepperoni, but you top it off with a delivery.
Yeah.
By a person who's nice.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've got good employees.
Mm-hmm.
They only hassle us when they've never met us about giving us the free pizza every week.
I know. Sometimes I wonder if I could call and order a $5 olive pizza.
Just all olive? All olive.
Yeah, like instead of the pepperoni, put olives on there.
Oliver Twist.
Oliver Pizza.
That could be an Oliver Twist pizza.
It would be,
What does twist entail?
You'd have the twist breadsticks on the end of the bread.
Or pepperoni.
They'd be pepperoni-filled crust with olives on the top.
Oliver Twist.
Mm-hmm. Oliver Twist.
It's
pizza.
Christmas pepperoni pizza. Yeah.
Or no, you'd have to have olives twisted into the dough, I think, for the Oliver Twist.
Oliver Twisted-o.
Yeah, which would be good to me. You know, I like olives. You know, they got that olive bread that you can buy in the like the square rectangle loaf.
How much of her twisted dough do you want?
All of it.
Oliver Twisted dough. Adolf Oliver Bush.
Mm-hmm.
That was one. Okay, so that was a name of someone at the country fair. His name was Adolf Oliver Bush. Which it was three hated people in politics. Mm-hmm. Adolf Hitler, Oliver North, and George Bush's Adolf Oliver Bush. I just fucking
Oliver
ate
North
that
was just a fall guy, though.
He was a pawn.
He?
Yeah. He got set up and then knocked down.
Well, he just took the fall because somebody had to take the fall for
that. He was the Lee Majors of the whole Iran-Contra series.
The Fall Guy?
Nice.
I don't remember much about the Fall Guy. I remember the timeline that it was on.
He was a stunt guy.
He was up there with MacGyver and all that kind of crap, right?
He was a stunt guy. He was a stunt man who was not bionic, which was hard pill to swallow when you'd just been watching him for 3 years as the Bionic Man. Now he's a stunt guy who has to wear all this weird stuff, and he has to jump onto, like, a big padded thing, when really he could just go...
Yeah, he jumped off a bridge at the beginning of every show.
Yeah, and he jumped out of a plane and landed with no chute, and then we can rebuild him. It will
Was that the same guy as the $6 million...
Yeah, Lee Majors.
I didn't know that.
The Fall Guy?
Yeah,
you didn't
I was
know.
Pretty young.
You didn't
I didn't
know.
Really watch The Fall Guy, actually, but I watched The $6 Million Man, but I'm too
you didn't know about Fall Guy?
Pretty young to retain it.
Fuck, man.
Would Never you like some advice?
I would love it. You got a magic eight ball up your ass? Not anymore.
I should. All right, here comes some advice.
Some advice. Hit me with your best shot. Well, you're real.
Oh, I got nothing.
What?
You got me on some volume?
Hey. Oh, I didn't know. I thought you were... Okay, here's some advice.
One time I hired a monkey to take notes for me in class. I would just sit there with my mind a complete blank while the monkey scribbled on little pieces of paper. At the end of the week, the teacher said, "Class, I want you to write a paper using your notes." So I wrote a paper that said, "Hello, my name is Bingo. I like to climb on things. Can I have a banana? Eat cake." I got an F. When I told my mom about it, she said, "I told you never trust a monkey." The end.
So the advice is never trust a monkey?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Especially when it comes to having them take notes for you in class.
Dude, I had this monkey when I was in the seventh grade. He used to take notes like a motherfucker.
Really?
Yeah, and he would write all, just everything down, and then later I could do papers off of it.
Uh-huh.
Only every once in a while would he throw shit at the teacher.
Was he one of those...
He was.
Those pocket stenographers?
No.
You know what I'm talking about? Was that a Chappelle Show thing?
Maybe.
Where they had the stenographers on the back, so when people were arguing or whatever, they had the little midget in the
they
back
could run
sling.
It back.
That he could read it back to him?
I don't... That sounds foreign to me. I've never...
Maybe it was something else.
I've never heard of that, I don't think.
Huh. Oh, it was a Key and Peele thing.
Oh, that's why, because I still haven't got to watch that. We talked about that last week.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to set my DVR to record it. Fuck it.
Yeah, it's not like I watch it all the time.
I have been watching the new thing on Axis called the Tom Green Live Show.
Really?
It's just a one-hour talk show. Hmm. It's pretty fucking great, dude. I will say that. They had Henry Rollins on. He had Henry Rollins on, talked to him for a half hour. And they usually just have one guest throughout the show. They split it up between him and Eric Andre. You familiar with Eric Andre?
Andre 3000?
No. Eric Andre, the comedian who has the Eric Andre show on Adult
nope.
Swim. No?
Hmm.
Okay. He's a pretty funny dude. He's been doing stand-up and different things. He's been on some shows. I can't remember exactly what all shows he's been on, but... The Bitch in Room... The Bitch in Apartment 23 is crazy.
I've been wanting to watch that.
Okay, so he's in that. And he was a Geico caveman, but not the Geico caveman.
I know who you're talking about if it's the guy from Don't Trust the
He's kind of black. He's dark complected.
Oh, no, then, okay, I might
He's not the
know
main character, but and he's kind of got, like, a weird little fro.
Yeah.
But he's pretty cool, and they were talking about his website, because, like, people, Tom Green has people Skype in and ask a question sometimes during the interview, and someone, I think, asked him about his website and how he thought it was hard to navigate, and he goes, "No, man, I just make you work for what you got to get." Like, Tom Green goes, "Well, isn't it, like, every time you go to the website, it changes and it's different?" And he's like, "Well, you're just going to the first page." He goes, "You're not even in it yet." He's like, "You got to click on certain icons to get where you want to go." He goes, "I make you work for that shit." So, and then he asked him, "Well, who designed this for you?" And he said, "It's a cool artist that I knew from when I lived in New York." And he's got this awesome art website. And it's www.111111161s.com. but not 61s.com. 11111. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say 160 times.
But how else are you? Other? You might as well, because it's going to take you just as long to explain what you... Because
if I say 61s.com, they could be writing out S-I-X-T-Y.
You would be done by now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, you think so?
Yeah.
I could say 3 ones per second.
Well,
so
you'd probably slow down later on because when you actually start counting them. Because imagine if you said one too many, then you got to start all over.
.com.
Ah, okay.
I did that on my phone, and I had to count little ones.
Did you really?
One, 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 and then I do. And so what I did is I did 10, copy, paste, 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 paste.
Uh-huh.
61s.com. It's a fucking awesome. He just does weird some art that, like, sometimes he'll take an actual picture and superimpose it on. It's just weird.
Yeah.
It's just artistic. And he does some badass stuff. So that's a little
well, hopefully
shout out
you save that site in your history.
11111111111.
So you can go back to it without having to do that again.
11111111111.
I'm going to buy the one with one after it and one before it, just so that in case people miss it, they'll go to my
59ones.com.
Yeah. Or by 61s.com.
61s.com.
Yeah.
We got the Gizzle?
Holy crap.
It's the Gizzest.
I don't know if it's on IFC. I see the ad, but sometimes ads go cross networks for some fucking dumbass
reason. Isn't that
weird?
Yeah. You hear about this stuff?
Yeah, I did, man.
That's secondhand news.
Who are these people?
You hear about this stuff?
Who are these people?
That's Seinfeld. I'm doing secondhand news guy on Saturday Night Live. He's like, hey, Seth, you hear about this stuff? This new politics stuff going on?
Ooh,
he's like, what is it? He's like, yeah, the government stopped working to go play football.
Who are these people?
He's like, yeah, it was a government touchdown.
Who are these people?
He's like, no, it was a government shutdown. He's like, no, and you know who was leading it? Tom Cruise.
Wow.
He's like, you mean Ted Cruz, right? And he's like, I'm pretty sure it was Tom Cruise.
Who are these people?
Come on, Jerry. Speaking of, who is this guy? He's coming to the Holt Center on February 7th.
Flames is?
No. Who are these people?
Who are these people?
Jerry Seinfeld is coming to Eugene.
Wow.
Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
My wife wants to get tickets, but I told her they're heard all of his jokes.
$112.
They're $100. Who's going to pay that much to see a 61-year-old Seinfeld?
Who are these people?
What is the deal? I was on an airplane.
Yeah, but when he's dead, you'll want to have said you've seen him.
I do want to go. But I ask myself, why do I want to go? Will he tell the same jokes?
Because you
want to
see who those people are.
Who are these people?
But Rollins has a show, I think it's on IFC, where he's going to tell you 10 things that you don't know about.
It's on H2.
Oh, well, then I get H2.
I don't, so that's fucked.
So this whole, who are these people thing would have not even spawned if we would have known it was H2 the whole time, because I get that channel.
H2.
That's the channel I see the previews on.
And he did like 4 episodes. He talked about it on the Tom Green Live show.
Mm-hmm.
Rollins is looking old. And then I got a little mini flame war. Speaking of flames, I got a mini flame war going on Facebook over Tom Green versus Henry Rollins, which I didn't versus either one of them. I took a picture of Tom Green Live show.
Nope, people will assume that you chose a side.
And then I took a picture of Henry Rollins. I said, I think this is my new favorite channel, Access TV, with the Tom Green Live show.
Oh, yeah.
And then Ziggler said, damn, Rollins is looking old. And then he said something about, but Tom Green is a tool. And then the old drummer from Savior, Dustin Duvall from Portland,
mm-hmm.
he said,
Double D!
Yeah, he said, Tom Green's awesome. Henry Rollins, not so much.
Ooh.
Yeah, and Ziggler's like, Tom Green is a tool. And Henry Rollins
why?
Is a badass.
Did you ask them why?
I didn't even say anything about. So then they ended up going back and forth for like 4 or 5 messages, and he's like, oh, Henry Rollins is a two. Or I said, yeah, Zig. I go, Henry Rollins is getting pretty old. And then Dustin came back and said, and he's a tool.
Mm-hmm.
And then I said, Then he said, he's a tool or whatever. And then I was like, I don't even think I'm aware of what the definition of a tool is. I go, what is he? Are they both a couple of hammers or do they just both reside in a tool shed?
Let's just call a spade a spade.
David Spade, what a tool.
Yep.
You can't say that. Maynard Keenan, what a tool. He's just a tool who makes
you
wine.
You know, you want to know who are tools? People that use the term tool.
MC Hammer, he's a tool.
That's what it is. The secret
that's
is...
That's what I was getting at with Dustin and Zig going back and forth. Saying,
that's
he's
secret.
A tool. He's a badass. No, he's a tool.
If you're a tool for saying tool. You're a tool.
That's right. If you say you're not a hipster, you're a hipster. If you say you're not emo, you're an emo. If you say you're goth, you're not a goth, you're an emo.
Yep.
You're Emo Phillips.
You are. Dave says that's where emo came from because he has that haircut.
From Emo Phillips?
Yeah, that's where emo comes from because because they all have his haircut.
Whatever last week, 1 year older Dave Wambacher who threatens to come on the show but never listens anyway because he's a fucking asshole.
Yeah.
See, now if you're listening, you'll probably text me and say, fuck you, asshole. I'm not an asshole. You're an asshole.
Hey, at least you know he's listening then, though.
I know. That's what my trick is.
Yep.
Dave Wambacher is a pedophile.
You got any sports?
What? What?
Yeah, he filed my feet last week.
Your feet?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Have you ever heard of the Iron Boot?
I've heard of the Iron Sheik.
Nope, I'm talking about the Iron Boot, a torture device.
Nope, I've heard of the Iron Maiden. But what's the Iron Boot?
I'm not sure, I
just wear one.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. It's only one.
But in
this torture device, yeah, I don't think it would work as well on
you. Could I put it on my fake one, though?
What you do is you put both your legs into one boot, right?
I only got one.
I know, but if you had two, right? And then...
Let's just say you had
two. Yeah, let's just say you had two legs.
For fun.
And then you put them in one iron boot, right? And then you just started hammering wooden wedges in between your knees.
Oh, I do that, dude. I have this.
And then eventually, you know, your legs would just smash out over the iron boot.
Thanks for saying that, because that's how I lost my leg. My mom had an iron boot.
I'm sorry.
Dude, she smashed the fuck out of that thing. Until my fucking femur just flew out, and then my knee reattached to my hip in a tragic surgery performed by Jesus. I was in a revelation line at the Medford, what do you call it, when they get together and they have a religious thing.
A coven?
No, that was Wednesday. They call it it starts with a R, a really good time.
A rest stop?
No, it's a revival. Thank you, Silent Guest Flames. They were having a revival and they prayed for me and Jesus came out and did surgery on my leg. And then he did a couple fillings and some teeth and engraved crosses in the fillings, and he was out. And it happened so fast, nobody even saw him. They just fainted into the spirit world and praised Jesus.
Was this at Creedence Clearwater?
No, this was in Medford, and it's a true story, but it's not true.
Oh.
It's true, but the stuff that they believed wasn't true.
Yeah, that's the only revival I know of, though, is the Creedence Clearwater one.
That I went to the Creedence Clearwater Church, as a matter of fact.
Oh, really?
They would have a revival every summer. Mm. See, that's a joke right there.
Yeah.
You ever been to the First Nationalist Creedence Clearwater Church?
But I've been to the Red Canoe.
The main boss is Bruce Springsteen.
Whoa.
Yeah. He's cake boss.
You know, Bruce Springsteen is actually Bowser.
Bow, bow, bow. I did not know that. Why is he Bowser?
He just is, dude. He's the boss.
From Sha-na-na?
Bowser. No, Bowser from fucking Mario, the boss.
Oh, did you think I didn't think the dude from Sha-na-na when I said bow, bow, bow?
I thought that was maybe John a sound effect I didn't know from the Mario game.
That was me, dude. John Bowser Bauman. He used to be on the Match Game sometimes.
Oh, really?
With Gene Rayburn, you know, backup vocalist for Frank Zappa.
Mm-hmm.
It's Freaky Friday today. I was going to say something earlier, now I've totally lost.
Was it about Rollins or At Midnight?
No, it was about At Midnight. Because you were talking about the Iron Sheik.
Uh-huh.
His tweets are awesome. You follow him, don't you?
I stopped. He's fucking tweeted like 30 times a day.
So you don't follow him now?
Well, I don't get text message alerts when he tweets.
I don't either.
That's what I got for a while because it made me laugh when I read them.
But, well, yeah, Iron Sheik. So at midnight, you know, JJ Kale. At midnight, we gonna let it all hang out.
That new fucking show.
Hey, did you watch it or did you think it's stupid?
I've seen one.
Did you think it was dumb? You only watched half because you thought it was lame. I saw
but
one.
It was all right. Tom Lennon was on there, but I didn't know what they were fucking doing on there.
Kyle Kinane, that's the one I saw with Tom Lennon.
They weren't really doing anything. They were just giving points for being funny.
All Chris Hardwick would say is points. No points. You're the executive producer.
There's nothing wrong with Chris Hardwick. But I just
don't like him.
Don't want to watch him.
That's cool. I don't have a thing. I think he ruined his thing by kind of becoming that guy who does shows that are reminiscent of the Real Housewives, what you didn't watch thing. You might not even know what is that I do because my wife watched them with that gay dude, Andy whatever, that does that show with the Real Housewives where they come on and what. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Who is that dude? Andy, the gay dude.
I don't know. He's on that Bravo channel.
That's him. Mm-hmm. So Chris Hardwick is slowly becoming that Andy, the gay dude to me.
He's always got that smile going on, right?
He does. Now go back and watch House of a Thousand Corpuses.
Does he have that smile?
Dr. Satan! That's him that runs out of the...
You know, he's just a little over the top on the nerd. I'm a cool.
Oh, he's a nerdist. Yeah, that's right.
You know, and I don't know why that bothers me.
Web soup, or whatever bothers you.
You know, I don't know. Maybe it's just because he's fucking pretty.
Ooh, you got a man crush on him?
No,
and you don't.
That's not what I'm saying.
Oh no, that's not it.
You know,
I don't.
It
think
is a proven
cute.
Fact.
You said that he's
that,
cute.
That now. Uglier comedians are funnier.
Yeah, and pretty girls can't be funny.
Mm-hmm.
That's right. Which that's not true.
And pretty girls shouldn't have to work.
Hey.
That's what I learned on Undercover Boss.
Hey, I just watched that. And that's what I was going to ask you about when we said the boss. Thanks for reminding me because I'm pretty stoned right now. My dad made me. He didn't make me, but he said, hey, son, have you ever watched this show? It's pretty good.
Except for the it's really good except for like the last 10 minutes when they get all sappy.
Yeah, when they're all crying. I'm gonna give you a car.
$30,000
to do whatever you want with. And that Mexican dude was just like, "Fuck yeah, I'm buying a bunch of crack cocaine."
Is it wrong of me that when I see
happen,
I think of all the other people in that company that probably deserve it more.
But what stuck with you most out of the whole episode?
Seeing
that little calf. Prey out of that cow vagina.
Yep.
Oh, that was gross.
Yeah.
He was what was that thing they hooked up to him? It was like a metal stirrup thing that they just put onto their ass and they're
It pulled out the calf.
Dude, they fucking come alonged him out of there.
It was like, it was no different than those speculums.
I've never
it
seen
It was a
that.
Speculum play. Maybe the cow was into it.
Maybe.
You know, they had latex gloves on when they were putting their hands in their ass.
All right. Here we are. This is where we are right now. So.
Is it.
I'm glad you could be
the
here.
BDSM stands for bovine.
Bovine dimension sexual maneuvers.
Yep.
That's a new thing we just came up with. Bovine BDSM, bovine dimension sexual maneuvers. But anyway, talking about cows and come alonging things out of vaginas, Flames wasn't here but on Monday's
but
show.
He's experienced that, though.
But my daughter had her baby, now grandpa.
Mm-hmm.
And I told Dustin on Monday that there were some complications that I didn't even look up later to find out that it was 15%.
Yes, he ended up having a horse.
No.
Oh,
no, but that was funny.
I mixed up the stories.
Yeah, that is. We were down in the waiting room, actually. It was kind of funny. Her grandma actually has a sense of humor. She got a text, and it said, "We have a baby." And then the dad's mom goes, and she's like, "And it's a girl." But we already knew it was a boy. So she's like, "What?" Oh, real funny. But, you know, I told you she had some complications, and I found out later it was life-threatening, which we didn't really know. But that little story just made me want to share with the world. And I know my daughter won't mind because I'm not going to get too graphic on her. But she had the baby, and then she had her uterus.
Mm-hmm.
It just came out.
That happens sometimes.
It's only happened 3 times at that hospital.
Oh,
Ripper
wow.
Bend.
Well, sometimes is more than
and it
once.
Said on the internet when I looked it up, it's a vague amount because they can't pinpoint it, but they said anywhere between 1 in 2,000 to 1 in 100,000.
Mm.
So what happens is the placenta gets too attached to the baby and mm-hmm. the uterus walls, and so when it comes out, the uterus comes with it.
Yeah.
And
so it's pretty, but afterwards and everything's safe, it's no different than a hysterectomy probably.
Well, no, right? But the weird thing is like the dad of the baby, my daughter's boyfriend, going to be husband or whatever, and the mom are in there, and they have the baby, and they're like, awesome, a baby. And then all of a sudden, an organ pops out.
Mm-hmm.
And the nurse didn't say anything. She just like grabbed it and stuffed it back up in there. And then it came out again. And she grabbed it and she stuffed it back up in there. And it came out 3 times. And so after she was well and everything was cool and it was 12 hours later and everybody had their wits about them, I was talking to James, the father of the baby. And he's like, you know, to be honest with you, I will probably never be the same after what I saw this morning. He goes, because once would have been plenty. But 3 times of her grabbing this organ and just stuffing it back up in my girlfriend's vagina. And this is my daughter, so it was weird enough for me to be talking about it, you know. But so then they had to put a balloon, an inflated balloon, in her uterus to simulate the baby still in there until her cervix went. Because apparently nothing really holds your uterus in there, just a couple wires.
Yeah, it's on some wing nuts. Sometimes they rattle loose.
And it's on a swivel of some mm-hmm. sorts. And so we were trying to understand, and the doctor must have thought they were from Springfield or something, because he's like, well, let me try to explain it to you how you really understand it. Are you familiar with a sock? You know how when you take a sock off your foot, it turns inside out? Well, that's kind of what happened with your uterus. It's an inverted uterus, because it didn't really come out. It just kind of folded it out. And mm-hmm. so they stuff it back in, and it's like floop, flap, flip, yep. flappity, floop. So that's a weird thing. And to only have it at River Bend Hospital, which is Sacred Heart in Springfield, it's a big, reputable hospital
Looking
that has
around,
a
man.
Lot of birth there. Like, my wife had all of her kids there mm-hmm. back in the 90s, and to think that they've only had 3.
Wow, that's crazy.
She was the third one. Mm. And then, you know, everyone's freaked out. The mom's freaked out because she just saw that shit too. She's holding the baby. Stuff's coming out. It's going back in. She's like, well, the grandma and my wife come in and she's like, I don't want you guys in here right now. Emotions were running high, and it's understandable because then I go on the internet to look and it says, yeah, it's a 15% mortality rate. 85% of girls live through that. The other 15% die due to massive hemorrhaging or other complications. And luckily, they did any surgeries that they had to do vaginally, so they didn't have to do any cutting.
Sure, you're not getting too graphic here.
Come on. I could say vaginally.
All right.
Oh, it is my daughter. That's right. She came from my loins.
All right. All right.
So that baby actually came from my loins because it was a loin-loin.
Mm-hmm.
It was a loin-loin situation.
Yeah, you're second loined.
That's right.
Secondary loin.
She's right down.
See,
the
if I knew I was gonna have a boy and I was gonna send a picture, that'd be along with it's a boy. When I sent it out to family or whatever, I'd just say it's a boy, and I'd send a picture of Greg Oden's penis to everybody.
Oh,
that's
a man. That's gross. Why would you do that to people?
I don't know.
Things
It'd
just got
funny.
Really weird all of a sudden.
What?
I don't know. First, you made me feel weird about talking about my daughter's vagina, and then you said something about a black man's penis within 30 seconds.
That is true.
That's very close. Like, they almost touched my daughter's vagina and a black man's penis. And I don't think she's not a racist by any means.
No.
Her boyfriend has really curly hair. It's like, man, that's naturally curly.
Uh-huh.
It's like a Brillo pad. And the little grand boy, he has a lot of hair too.
Right on.
He's a hairy little dude.
Right on.
And he already plays the drums.
Cool.
He's 4 days old. I got him
Is
a kid.
Is he going to grow his hair out?
Oh, it's already grown out, dude.
Right on.
His mom tried to cut it once, and I said, nope. He's long. His fingers are like...
I hope that wasn't with the Flo-Bee, was it?
Yeah, it was. Right. It sucked his soft spot out, too. He's got more room for his huge brain. He gets that from his grandpa. Go Because I'm my own. There's a new cartoon that my godson has been watching called Uncle Grandpa. That's a funny name, and it's a funny. It's a funny cartoon.
I saw it on the TV the other day, but I didn't TV it out.
You should, if you're bored and there's nothing else, absolutely nothing else on. It's a. If you put yourself.
That would happen, but I have the internet.
If you get in a really stoned little kid frame of mind, maybe, and you're like, Uncle Grandpa, what? You're like, they like have a band sometimes they try to play, and it's just, I don't even know what the premise is, but it's funny. It makes me laugh when I'm under the influence of marijuana.
You know Fleetwood Mac is canceling their tour?
Why? Because because Mick Fleetwood named one of their albums after his penis?
And he's been diagnosed with cancer.
What?
John McVay.
Oh.
Timothy McVeigh's brother.
Yeah, the devil Unabomber. Yep. Well, that's Christine McVie's husband. McVeigh, McVie, whatever, potato, potato.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, that's what we were talking about. The mispronunciation of a word. Remember that?
When?
It's earlier, one of the 10 times when we forgot what we were talking about.
I know, but what day?
Today or tomorrow. I'm not.
All right.
Tomato.
Do you remember what we were talking about? Tomato, tomato.
It was a word that looked the same when you, oh. Oh, that was last week.
Call the whole thing off.
Yeah. Oh. Hey, this is funny.
I heard that there was a church in North Dakota.
There is, dude.
That may have been, people going in, churchgoers there may have been exposed to hepatitis A by going into the church. But that's nothing.
That's like getting a cold.
I know, I thought that was nothing because for years people have been, churchgoers have been going into church and getting AIDS there. Or maybe that's just the little boys.
Little boys get AIDS in church?
Yeah, by the priests.
Priests
right?
have AIDS? Don't they have to have an AIDS test?
I don't know.
Dude.
Don't you get AIDS by molesting little boys?
No, you
do. Dude, it was a throwaway joke, and now it's all weird.
I know, sorry. We're totally all right. blowing each other's problems.
All right.
Hey, this is kind of funny and related to people being weirdos.
I'm weird.
A teacher's assistant in Iowa.
I don't believe it.
Inadvertently emailed nude pictures to students instead of their homework answers.
Why is she sending them answers in the first place?
Ah, you assume because she was an assistant that it was a girl. Didn't you? Didn't you? I said teacher's assistants. You automatically said, why is she doing that? Huh? You think teacher's assistants can only be females?
I don't know if that's
you
the...
Don't
I don't know if that
Tom
was the point.
Moore. It's not. That.
No. I don't know if that was the point that I envisioned a girl, but... In the entire scenario, by the end, I did picture a girl.
Emailing nude pictures to her students?
Yeah.
Whoa. Mm-hmm. Don't you think it would be a guy that would more likely have nude pictures in his computer and accidentally send them? Or do you think it was accidentally on purpose?
I don't know. A nude picture of themselves?
It didn't even say who the picture was of. It just said that he inadvertently attached the nude pictures to an email that was sent to 28 pre-calculus students instead of the solutions to some of their math problems.
Pre-cal can't be that bad of a deal then.
Here's some solutions to
if
some of your
in
problems.
Pre-cal, they need to be looking at some tits.
Say, you got 99 problems and this bitch ain't one.
Mm-hmm. I got 99 problems and if one problem is going at 60 miles an hour and the other problem is going at 40 miles per hour...
And they ran into each other head first.
Yep.
What would the impact be like?
So
bloody dude.
We're talking about. I forgot what we were talking.
We're
about.
Talking about teachers sending nude photos their students.
Well, I don't know. First of all, you shouldn't be sending answers to your students.
Yeah.
But I'm saying that if it's just random porn pictures, it's more likely a man. But if I don't think a man is more likely to have nude pictures of himself more than a woman is.
Several people said that the person should be fired.
Probably it's the right thing to do. Otherwise, people are going to bitch.
And it just goes to show, they say that you have to double check before you hit send.
Why would you even have porn on the computer that you're using for fucking your work?
Well,
I mean, you know,
some people have to watch porn before they.
Well, I understand
work.
That, you know, I don't know. But no, if I was going to be sending email trans I'd be wanting a separate computer for my work stuff, you know.
Yeah.
If my job was primarily working from a computer, you know, I'd probably
teachers
have...
Teachers are grossly underpaid, and so they can't afford two computers, man.
I would just buy one of those little netbooks that I could carry around from class to class that had everything on it.
Would you say notebook?
Netbook.
You mean notebook?
Netbook.
Yeah, notebook.
No, a netbook. It's like a notebook where you can play volleyball with it.
Ah, ping pong?
Yep.
Nip. Netflix.
But not Pong.
Huh. I was thinking about using this catchphrase for the Brownsville Car Wash, but now that I've seen this story here, I don't. I was going to say, but Brownsville Car Wash, the best hand job in town.
Mm-hmm.
Well, apparently a car wash owner in Elgin, Illinois, was asked to take down her message on the sidewalk marquee that promised the best hand job in town.
Was he given hand jobs?
Hand car wash jobs.
No.
That was merely a humorous play on words based on the business's model of having employees wash cars by hand. People laugh about it. They think it's a joke. In this economy, the way things are today, you have to think outside the box. Yeah. Hand job, box.
But you also have to think about your market and ethical responsibility. Not that I'm saying that it's right to tell them to take it down, but I'm saying those are things that you have to consider in today's world as well, because, you know, if you're not socially conscious on that level, you just might piss off some people because there's too many people. You're going to piss somebody off.
Right. And the mayor had said, like, she's using a double entendre that could leave a negative impression of her and her business and our city, which is, you know, taking a chance. They said, you have the First Right Amendment to do what you'd like, but we would prefer it if you change your slogan to, like...
Oh, well, they didn't tell her that she had to. They just said, well, we
could
prefer
you?
It.
Yeah. And don't mention your high-pressure drying machine, either. Best blowjobs in town. We'll tell you off afterwards.
I think you could probably get away with it in Brownsville, though.
Oh, I can get away with anything in Brownsville because that's my town.
Mm-hmm.
Just kidding.
Are you going to run for mayor?
No, I'm putting my cat up for mayor, actually.
Oh, you should do that.
Because cats do mayor towns.
Mm-hmm.
You hear about this?
Yep,
this new stuff about New York?
Mm-hmm.
In about 3 weeks, they're going to be electing John Mayer.
Mm-hmm. What?
They're going to be electing John Mayer.
John Mayer is what?
New York. Mayor of New York.
Really?
He's like, no, they're electing a mayor. He's like, yeah, I know. Why wouldn't it be John? He's an awesome mayor. You hear about this, Seth? He's my favorite secondhand news guy.
Who are all these people?
Not you again, Seinfeld.
It's more the Seinfeld that was on the Conan skit, one of the greatest Conan skits of all time, behind the gravy boat lighthouse.
Gravy Boat Lighthouse.
That was classic.
Who are these people?
It was a light boat or a lighthouse that you put in your mashed potatoes. So when you're bringing in the gravy to pour on them, in case you get seasick, you don't crash into the mashed potatoes.
That's fucking smart.
Yep.
What that is.
Oh, it was a great skit, but I don't remember the other one. The Seinfeld auditions where they brought in people off the street that were obviously didn't know any English. And they kept asking them to repeat it over and over.
What is the deal?
I'd go, what is the deal with corn nuts? Is it a corn or is it a nut? And one
Who
guy couldn't say corn
people?
Nuts. He kept going, corn nuts. And they'd go, corn nuts. And then you'd go, corn nuts.
It's hard to do a double N sometimes.
Corn nuts.
Corn nuts. I'm surprised more people don't do impressions of Jerry Seinfeld because it's so easy. But you know who does still?
Seinfeld.
Gilbert Gottfried.
Gilbert Gottfried will do.
He'll talk like this for the whole 30 minutes and then he'll say, what is the deal with these people? But he'll put a funny twist on it. But still, it's amazing to me that he does that.
Mm-hmm. It's him going. It's him basically having a joke. He says, "I can open my eyes." He was on Celebrity Wife Swap.
He was on Saturday Night Live.
And Celebrity Wife Swap.
He was a cast member on
At
Saturday.
The same time.
Nope. In the 80s.
Oh.
Did you know that? Cast member. Around the time of Julia Louis-Dreyfus.
Yeah, people. That 1 year.
It was a bad year.
Trash year.
Robert Downey Jr. and shit.
Anthony C. Michael Hollis.
Brad Hall.
Hopkins.
All those peoples.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Hall's
man.
Menthol eucalyptus.
That shit will get you fucked up if you eat enough of it. You know that?
It'll give you a tummy burn.
No, not the Hall's. The eucalyptus.
No.
That's what
eucalyptus.
Koala bears eat that all day in the trees, mm-hmm. and they fucking get super high, and then they rape each other. Koala bears are the only animals that only have sex by force.
Is
yes.
This good? Wait, wait.
This is
and
true.
You're telling me that they are not in prison?
No, they're just living in the trees, fucking getting high and raping each other. That's the life right there. That's what I wish I could just smoke weed and fucking rape people.
Is that enough
people.
To turn one beastie, though?
Well, I'm not going to be a furry. I don't want to rape a koala bear. I want to rape other humans. Wait, did I just say
well,
that?
Well, you I didn't know, it's not that. That hard to start your own religion.
The rapists.
Mm-hmm. Hey. There's worse religions out there.
Are you sure?
Yeah, there is.
Wait, I could be a rapologist.
I'll tell you right now, over in Saudi Arabia.
You could just take any word and put ologist on the end and it's a religion.
In Saudi Arabia this last week, women protested that now they do not ban women from driving, but they do not issue them licenses.
They strongly...
They don't issue them licenses, but they're not banned from driving.
You guys aren't banned, but we're not going to let you do it.
So in protest, a bunch of women gathered together to get together and drive cars around town.
Cool.
Does that sound safe?
A bunch of banned women.
A bunch of women.
Oh, they
haven't
been banned from driving. They're just not allowed to do it.
Well, they've just never driven a car.
Okay, well, that's cool.
Yeah.
But that reminds me of
let's put a bunch of untrained...
Yeah, that's a
drivers
good way.
On the road.
That's a good way to protest and prove their point that women should not be driving in the first place.
If one did one mistake, they'd go, that's why they shouldn't be driving.
Exactly.
Get out.
Did you see that? She didn't turn on her blinker until 20 feet before the turn.
Yep.
You're gonna be 50 feet. Duh.
Yeah. And but as I looked at the picture of this lady dressed in one of those shrouds or whatever it is, or mummified. I think they're wrapped in mummification wraps.
Yeah, they just pre-mummify them early.
But I thought maybe that's the thing that they should be protesting, like that they should be able to show their face in public. Maybe that's probably a better protest first before the driving thing.
I love it, though. Yeah, that's all right. I love it when people say stuff like that, like, well, they're not banned from doing it. They just can't do it.
What if this is the episode that gets downloaded in Saudi Arabia?
Maybe. That'd
now
be
I'm
going
to feel bad.
No, don't feel bad.
We
feel
have
good.
A responsibility to 104 different countries.
That's like when someone comes up to you and says, now, don't freak out or anything, but I think I might have cancer. You're like, uh-huh. Okay. Don't get the floor wet or anything, but take this garden hose in the house and turn it on.
All right. I will.
You can't. Don't freak out. I might have cancer. That's not a sentence that should be uttered by anyone. That's like when my cousin, Joe, gave me a laughing pill.
Mm-hmm.
No, wait. It tasted like shit, and it gave me the chills. No, he had a heart attack not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
Still with us. Everything worked out. But he died for a short period of time during the heart attack in the hospital, and they revived him and whatnot. So... The day that this happened, this is a few years ago, his sister, my other cousin, came up to me and my parents who were outside at their house. She's their neighbor, so she walked across the lawn, and we were talking about my cousin Joe and how he's doing, not knowing what's going on. And we go, oh, good, here comes Ginger. She'll tell us what's going on. We're like, hey, how's Joe? She's like, he died, but he's okay now. It gave us enough time. It must have been 2 seconds, but it could have been 10 when she said he died. And we went, what?
Because,
mm-hmm. like, this is my cousin, my dad's sister's son that we grew up with all my life. You know, it's my first cousin and my brother almost, you know.
Yeah.
So she says he died, but he's okay now.
Mm-hmm.
Wouldn't you say he's okay now? But he died for a second. And then maybe she was just like fucked up because her brother died.
Maybe she just likes to be that way.
Ding, 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 ding. We have a winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. Mm-hmm.
But yeah. Is that worse than the It's a Boy Greg Oden picture?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe a little worse. And she recently choked on a chicken bone, which was karma.
What? Choking the chicken.
Yep. My parents have a scanner like old people do so they can know what's going on in the world. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, they give like the address next door to their house and they say, we have a 54-year-old woman who is having a seizure. They're like, whoa, Ginger's 54. Oh, wait, she's our neighbor. Whoa.
Does that mean she's taking a bunch of stuff?
No, she choked on a chicken bone.
Oh, I thought like
and her husband
forfeiture.
No, her... She's taken everything. She took the house, the kids, the cars. Uh-huh. She seized that shit. She was seizing the moment is what she was doing.
Right.
I'm having a seizure. Are you okay? No, I'm seizing the moment. No, so she...
I'll take a seizure salad.
Apparently the guy took his dinner into the bedroom and he's watching TV. Uh-huh. She's outside in the next room choking on a chicken bone quietly. That doesn't really penetrate through doors and walls over a TV in the back room. So he's back there for 20 minutes and hadn't heard it. Where's my wife? He goes out there and she's on the floor, like, blue.
Mm-hmm.
He, like, punches her in the stomach a couple times, smacking her in the back. And he told the EMTs when they got there, yeah, it was the only time I could punch my wife 3 times and not get taken to jail for it. And she's like... half dead, and he's making jokes. That's my family. Reggie. He's a white guy named Reggie. And that's not very often that happens.
No, I'm trying to think of any Reggies.
Reggie Jackson.
That's
Remember that candy bar? Man, those were good.
Reggie.
Remember the Reggie? Those little Reggies? And it had Reggie hitting the home run?
It was before my time.
No, dude. You were at least 3 when the Reggie was out. You were eating candy bars at 3.
79? He was more about 77.
When he was the home run champion that one year?
77, I think, is when he hit, like, 5 home runs.
Okay,
well,
you were eating candy bars when you were 1, don't lie.
I'm sure, yeah, but I don't remember.
But you were racist, so you only ate Indian candy instead of black.
Yeah, I did. I only ate
baseball candy.
I only chewed on roots of plants.
Bloody roots.
That was my...
roots.
Well, what did he see? Have you ever asked him what he saw when he went to the other side?
Oh,
did
no.
Did he see Steven Tyler singing there? Take
no.
me to the others.
His whole life flashed before his eyes, and in 1 second he saw just a blinding flash of light, and then darkness, and then doctors. And I just made all that up. He didn't. He said that there was no tunnel and there was no light and there was no hovering, at least for him, which could be. It reinforces my fact that there's no ghosts, no
spirits. Why do you need a fact to be reinforced?
Because there are untrue facts.
All right.
I've heard someone say this before.
That,
I called him on it. He's like, this is a true fact. And he proceeded to tell a fact that he claimed was true. And I said, well, that's redundant. Because he likes big words.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, that's redundant. A true fact is unnecessary to say because a fact is true. And he said, that is not so. There are false facts. And there are untrue facts. I said, a fact is a true statement, right? I don't know. I never looked it up. I didn't call him on it because he's the human encyclopedia. Jim Lauderdale.
No, that's not. That's, well, in a
are
way, because
facts?
You a fact is just a word.
Fact is
it
a fact.
It doesn't mean it doesn't. Well, if it depends upon if it's written or spoken. Because in spoken, you can just say fact. 99% of people are men.
Fact. 100% of people who drive Fords will die.
Mm-hmm. That is a true fact right there. That is, I will say that is a true fact.
Fact. 98% of women have penises on their assholes.
At some point in their life.
Fact. That is not true. Yeah, I don't know about the penises and the assholes, but a fact's a fact. Isn't that in a song?
No, but if you take of this and you take of that, and there you have the facts of life.
You take the this to take the that, the facts of Jack. That's the fact,
Cracker
Jack.
Jacks.
You know, Mindy on the Facts Life, she loved to eat Cracker Jacks.
She's got a new show out.
I thought she was dead.
The Mindy Project?
No, from the Facts of Life.
Yeah, I know, that's Mindy.
No, that's Mandy.
Oh.
No, that's for The Office, Mindy.
Oh.
She's Kaling.
A show I've never watched.
Mindy Kaling?
Yeah.
I've never watched it either.
I know she wrote some of The Office, though.
She did, but I tried to avoid the fact that I enjoyed them because she seemed like a lackluster actress.
Yeah, well, she just seemed...
She seemed a little one-dimensional.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it seemed like that one dimension was what her show was about, her.
It's all about the me.
It's her project.
If you take out the middle letters and the sound of her name is just me. If you take the end out,
mm-hmm.
which is the middle, which is weird, because the middle of her word is end.
If you take the front and you take the end, and there you have
the Facts Alive.
Yep, the Mindy Project. Community, I think, ended after four seasons because it was a show about college.
Yeah. The Cracks of Life.
Yeah, how long did Saved by the Bell go on for? That show was about high school. It should only ran four seasons. I think it went like 14.
Yeah, but a lot of them
failed.
And
then they went to a college years.
They failed their classes, though, because they were busy making a TV show.
Mario Lopez.
You can't make a screech. You can't make a TV show while going to school.
Hmm.
I'm going to sneeze. Oh, man, I blew it. Now it's going to... Now I've got a suppressed sneeze that's going to make me fucking weird for the next 5 minutes. So what happens when we get weird for 5 minutes?
What's in Hans's CD player? Find out now and we'll find out later.
So I was like, why'd you guys stop talking?
Hans's CD player. It's always something cool.
But he never listens to Slayer. Okay, Hans. Oh, man. That sneeze is fucking with me.
Sneeze it out.
I can't.
Tweet, tweet, sneeze it out.
Okay, this is something you would probably enjoy, and I do as well, but I don't own it, so I can't listen to it, but it's a Roger Waters album that he's listening to today.
Is Death.
Nope, it's got high backup singers on the title track.
These are the pros and cons of hitchhiking.
That's close. Yeah, that's the name for sure, but I don't think that's exactly how the song goes.
No?
I think it's the pros and cons of hitchhiking. I think it's quicker than the pros and cons.
Might be. It's been a long time since I've heard it.
These are the pros and cons of hitchhiking. Do you know the pros and cons of hitchhiking?
Yeah.
Okay, what's a pro? Too long. Okay, what's a con? Took too long. So you don't know, obviously. The pro is you get a free ride.
You save gas.
That's a pro. A con is you could get mortared.
Now you could get grass.
You could get mortared.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could get taken farther than you want to go. Or they could go the wrong way, and you're stuck wanting to jump out quickly. That's a con. Okay, and I was listening to the 1993 release of Nirvana. That you said the first clicks of the sticks take you back to 1994. That's where It's where my grandson was last week in utero. Inside Out Utero, actually, is what the album's called. It's like a sock. You know what a sock is? You know when you take a sock off your foot, how it turns inside out?
Uh-huh.
Well, that's what happened with your uterus. It's like, I'm not from Springfield, dude. I know. You could use the term inverted uterus, all right? You don't have to tell me, do I know what a sock is?
Do you know what a sock is?
I wear one. Actually, I wear three, Bucker. One is called a stump sock.
This is what I've been listening to.
What? Oh, you got to tell me when you're ready to...
We'll talk to you soon, and this is Maxim. Siberia. Good day.
What is that?
I thought you were... I don't know. That was Maxime from Siberia.
Who is Maxime from Siberia?
Okay, hit it again there. I'll tell you in a minute. This is what Dustin's been listening to. He's not.
I once had a beautiful sandwich. Oh, man, I'm talking. Hey! It was made with fresh beef bologna and bombarded
since you bought it yesterday.
Hey, add butter and American cheese on white bread, boy, oh boy. Slap a little brown mustard on top and buddy, you're full of joy.
You fucking hate mustard, dude.
I know, I do.
How could you even listen to that song? Is that Brack?
Yep.
Oh, man. That guy's a retard.
He kind of is.
Funny
He's
stuff, though.
Retarded.
So you don't remember Maxime?
I don't know what was going on there.
Okay, listen. I think he just recently sent me an email. He wants to come back on the show.
Okay.
Let's see if I can get any action out of this. He called our hotline.
Hello, TechCast. This is Maxime from Bullet Nipple.
Bullet Nipple.
We are a punk rock band from Siberia. We are coming to your country soon. We would like to be guest on your show. We are a constant listener.
Constant listeners.
We are a punk rock band from Siberia with a female lead singer. She performed topless. Very cold in our country. We found American translation to bullet nipple. So we will be arriving. I am on plane now. Visas have been secured. We are on our way to Oregon first. We would like to contact you soon to set up show for Maxime and my girlfriend, who is a topless lead singer for a punk rock band from Siberia.
So he wants to set up an interview for his topless lead singer girlfriend. From Siberia, where it's very cold.
Interesting.
So maybe we'll have Maxime on the show.
Maxime?
It looks like Maxim. I got an email from him. It was from Maxime. I thought my subscription had ran out. I was like, oh, shit.
I bet you he invented the magazine.
Maxime. Why would you call him Maxim? This is Maxime.
Maximim.
Maximilian. I only got one celebrity birthday, so we'll just do. I got my arm cut off, but I still play the drums. Yeah, Rick Allen. That's right. Our silent guest guessed it.
What?
Rick Allen's birthday. He got right past him. I was singing the happy birthday song
to
the guy who got his arm cut off but still plays drums.
Flames, you got your arm cut off and you still play drums?
No, Rick Allen.
Oh.
See, that's how close I am with the drummer from...
is that Ted Allen's brother?
Def Leppard drummer. We share the same middle name, spelled the same way, and we are both missing a limb, and we both play the drums in bands. Mm. His is on a little bigger scale.
I call him Ditchard.
Ditchard Allen.
Mm-hmm.
I call him Dick Allen. Because I met him at a state fair one time, and he was a real dick.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear that Lars Ulrich passed away?
I didn't.
Well.
Was he driving a Ford?
No, he's dead to me. Pizza Now. Brownsville Car Wash. Those are our two main sponsors right now. And Hans Jochumsen.
And the Iron Boot.
Ooh, sponsor. Today's episode is brought to you by the Iron Boot.
Has anybody seen Bad Grandpapa?
I've seen lots of snippets.
Are you going to be Bad Grandpa?
Oh, yeah. Someday.
All right.
I mean, I'm bad. You know it right now. But I'm also a grandpa, so I'm already a bad grandpa. So I'm Michael Jackson bad, but I don't molest kids. Not that kind of bad, but like,
because
I'm bad. Like, badass. You know, like, yep. You know it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, Johnny Knoxville, I think that that's hilarious.
I didn't know Jackass is now a genre.
That's a kind of like...
It's a Jackass genre film.
Fuck that. When you're members of Jackass...
What would you call it?
I would call it Pranktacular film.
What? Prank- well, that's not a genre.
It is.
A,
if Jackass is a genre, pranktacular genre. You just got pranktacked.
Hmm.
No, I don't know. I'd call it, it's a prank. It's a fucking prank. Like Mark Knopfler.
Prank genre.
Yeah.
And would you put The Dictator in that category?
I don't know what that is.
Have you seen The Dictator?
No. It's a potato that's shaped like a dick, right?
Mm-hmm. It is. It's Ron White's brother.
They call me Dictator.
They call him Ditcher Tater.
And then his other brother Tossed. Tossed Salad.
They call the same guy that did...
They call me Tater Salad. This is my brother Tossed.
He did Borat.
Borat.
No, it's Borat.
It's more like boring. I do sex to Pamela Anderson.
You didn't like Borat?
Borat.
Borat. Just like it's a dictator.
Curious George. He's a funny monkey. What?
The Dictator was kind of funny.
Is that a movie? Clear the air here, because I'm confused.
Yeah, The Dictator was a movie much in the same kind of similar way, except for he was a dictator.
Okay. That makes
no
sense.
Of a foreign country.
Okay, well, I saw one about him as like a model.
No, I didn't watch Bruno.
Bruno. Borat. Dictator.
This came out afterwards.
The only one I really saw was Borat.
Borat. And like Borat. When he goes around, I like when he goes around and says, hif-hiv, hif-hiv.
High five.
No, he goes, hif-hiv. You must have watched a different different language of the film.
Fjordfjong. High five.
Yeah, it was...
it's High Five Friday. My name is Dave.
Dave?
Dave.
Dave?
Dave. Dave. It's spelled D-E-Y.
He was from the Middle East. He was a guy from the Middle East. He risked his life to ensure that democracy would never come to the country he so lovingly oppressed.
Well, hell.
Mm-hmm. He is summoned to New York to a UN assembly to address concerns about his country's nuclear weapons program, but the trip goes awry.
Oh, imagine that. You got to have a plot twist. The trip goes awry.
Well, yeah, by the third act.
Right? Rye bread? I got a message from our old long-lost buddy, superfan, Jared Nelson. He said... Hi, Terry. How you been doing? I said, I've been doing all right. Same old, same old. How's Virginia treating you? Any good bands out there? And he said, I'm doing good. Yeah, so far, the only band I have seen is a hard rock metal cover band called After School Snack, and they are pretty good.
After School Snacks.
I have found a
few... We'll let all our raps out.
Gansh, stop. I'm trying to talk. I have found a few good bands from Virginia through Facebook, Windham, Spawn of Abaddon, and Humanoids from the Deep. That's what he said. And that was my...
After School Snacks.
Very best Jared impersonation.
We're going to take the razor blades out of the apples.
I'm doing good, yeah. So far, the only band I have seen is a hard rock metal cover band called After School Snack.
After School Snacks.
They are pretty good.
You know...
They are pretty good.
What's their
they
initials?
They are pretty good. What?
What's their initials?
ASS. What's that spell? Ass. Ladies and gentlemen, would you please welcome all the way from Richmond, Virginia, Ass.
If you said it really fast, too, it'd be like, Asses.
No, it wouldn't.
If you said after school snacks, you'd be like, Asses.
Where do you get the sun for K? There's a hard K.
I'm not quite getting there, though. I'm cutting off the word before it gets to the K or the N.
Lura. Luri.
Luaz.
Huli.
Luaz.
There's a new tour But it can't be too new because he's passed away. His Lurao and Hulu and Louie.
Louie. And when Lou Rawls goes to China, hey. He's Rue Rawls. And he goes to the prostitute chair and he gets some Rue Rawls.
He's Rue Rawls. You'll never find Rue Rawls. Welcome to a Japan hit single 1976, and we have on the show today Mr. Rue Rawls.
He has Rawls.
He has boob laws. So now Lou Reed and Lou Rawls are fucking kicking it in fucking the rock star afterlife. Yep. Rue Reed? Rue Reed. So,
not a lot of people know that Lou Reed invented the woodwind instrument.
I don't know that either. You know, the reason that a lot of people don't know that is because it's not true. So I never thought
about
that.
Without a reed, those instruments wouldn't be able to play.
And if you're a Japanese detective without a reed, you get no solving case. And I never knew if a Velvet Underground was very popular in China or Japan, but then his name would be a Rue Reed. hey, we forgot to crazy Swedes.
Klukled.
Crazy Swedes.
Mm-hmm.
In Örkelljunga, Sweden.
that's already crazy. That,
there you go. Thank you. And in Georgia, crazy Swedes. Police in Sweden said that they're searching for the person who stole 165 pounds of licorice from the back of a truck while the driver was taking a licorice nap.
I tell you what. I've been in a licorice nap.
I've been to Sweden.
I've been to a licorice nap.
And both of those are fake.
I've been to licorice nap Sweden.
Right and next to Örkelljunga.
You don't want to eat more than 6 or 7 pounds of licorice in a sitting. I'm just telling you that right now.
Yeah. This guy ate 165 pounds in one sitting.
Because you eat more than 6 or 7 pounds of licorice in a sitting, you ain't going to feel very good.
Yeah, but if you don't, your licorice is going to get stale.
That is true. That is true. Once you pop, you can't stop.
That's right. And you don't want to be whipping people with hard licorice. But yeah, they said he only stole a half a pallet, which is weird. Like, how could he carry 165 pounds of licorice? This guy was napping, taking a licorice nap at the Örkelljunga gas station. And he woke up in the afternoon and discovered the candy was missing.
Hmm.
Maybe he was on Ambien and he ate it himself.
I bet you the ants ate it.
Ants?
Mm-hmm. I hear the ants. There's these crazy ants. They're starting to move from Texaco to Florida.
What are you talking about,
Willis? That's what it says. It says crazy ants are moving from Texaco over to the East Coast.
Once again, you're sexist.
4 miles of Alabama right now.
You're sexist.
Yeah, they're known as the Raspberry Crazy Ant, and Prince sang about them. The raspberry crazy ant.
I know that song. I had a raspberry crazy ant.
The kind you find in Texas or Florida.
No, this one was in Oregon. She was married to my Uncle Jerry, mm-hmm. and she was a crazy raspberry ant. She would put raspberries on every snack that she gave us. Aunt Judy was her name. She was the craziest raspberry ant that I ever had. Now she lives in Texas, but apparently she's on her way to where? Arkansas?
Huh.
Louisiana? Where's she going?
Texas.
No, she's in Texas.
Oh, she's going to the Eastern Coast.
Okay. It's a
but I tell you what, though. These people over on the East Coast, when your crazy aunt's getting over there, they're saying that she's so bad, they want their fire ants back.
Okay. We'll trade them for the raspberry ants. So the raspberry ants are making what you would maybe call a trek to the East Coast, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it is a raspberry parade.
Yeah, but okay. what I think though is that it's not necessarily that they're getting up and moving. Their nest is just becoming that big underneath the entire United States.
I don't understand how that could work.
Well, they live underground and they make a nest. They build tunnels and stuff. It's just a giant anthill.
How long will it be before the Earth just caves in from their intricate fucking tunnels?
2 years.
Okay, cool. Well, you guys down there that listen to our show in the South, you got 2 years to live because of ants.
You got 2 years to live.
All right, well, shit. We better get out of here. You guys won't listen much longer. It's been over an hour. We'd like to thank our awesome stuffing sponsors, Pizza Now, who gave us great pizza today, every day. Go check out TerryGile.com. There are no upcoming shows listed. The ones that are up there have already happened, but I'm looking to get booked, so click on booking and book me.
Just go down and rob somebody.
Book them, Dano.
You get booked.
You get booked. And then you just book it out of there.
Mm, yep.
If you're listening on iTunes, rate us, review us. Go to our website, tagcastpodcast.com, and click on the Amazon link and go buy some Christmas presents for your loved ones, because that holiday is coming up. And they will deliver it to your door, and we will get a little bit of revenue to keep us on the internet.
Heck yeah.
Because if you don't,
thinking about that time again,
you're not going to hear us. Because we need some money to keep us going. So you can also
hear us.
Click on the donate icon to support. And don't forget how much I fucking hate sports. And if that offends you, just send me a dollar. It goes directly from your PayPal to ours. And then it goes directly to our web provider. Because we're making no money off of this. We're doing it for you.
Yeah, dude. We want to prescribe you all OxyContin.
Yeah. If you give us
85% of it comes from Florida.
Yeah, crazy Floridians, that's why, because they're all oxied out.
Yep, and they're cats, too.
They're cats. The Japanese cats are now drinking wine, we learned last week. Mm-hmm. It's called meow meow. Mm-hmm. And in Japanese, that's nyang nyang, which is just weird. Yeah.
Here's a story about crazy Floridians.
Okay.
The other day, a 6-foot shark walked up onto the beach and started selling T-shirts to tourists in town for $10 a pop. Some say that he was willing to accept as low as $5 for some cases. He stuck around for about half an hour before he jumped back into the sea and swam out with his T-shirts and cash.
Quick note here. Sharks don't have legs.
What?
They can't walk, dude.
They can walk on their fins.
No.
They're the real short strides.
No. No, that's not true. Where'd you hear that? My Halloween costume guy told me, you know, Flammable Dave.
I made it up.
Flammable Dave told me, I know it's true. You heard about this other thing, though?
What's that?
Government. They shut down to go play football.
That is true.
It's government,
you know,
touchdown.
I'll give you a fun fact right now. I'm going to blow your mind. You know that the National Football League is a non-profit organization?
No.
Think
no.
That.
I don't ever want to be in the NFL. I've heard that's
that
a
That sounds like a song, dude. I don't ever want to be in the NFL. Because
it stands for no friends left, yeah.
In recent news this last week, sports news, the Raiders beat the Steelers.
Ouch.
21-18.
And that's a fact.
That is a true fact.
Jack. Hey, thanks for listening on a Friday. Go out and have
come
a
on
weekend.
A horse.
Go have a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, have a strong end. You want to have a strong end to your week? Don't make it a weekend.
Have a crazy end.
Or maybe get a bookend.
Rock-a-dee-on.
Metal-dee-on. Rock-a-dee-on, did you say? Is that for Dion Dew?
Yeah.
Rock-a-dee-on, is this a Nickelback?
Rock-a-dee-on.
And when I listen, when I listen to Nickelback, I walk off a cliff.
Some people just walk off on that.
I just walk off. See you guys on Monday.
Rock up.
Spark plugs. Hey, pluggers. This is... There are plugs. This is shows coming up that you can go see and enjoy. Every second Friday of the month is Pantsless Comedy with Mike McGowan at the Cornucopia Bar down there, 5th and Pearl in Eugene. Also every Wednesday, Tiny Tavern Open Mic in Eugene. And every Thursday, the Green Room open mic. Both comedy mics. Go to those. Yep. We got a lot of good shows. Some new ones added to the list, finally, after just saying the same thing over and over again. Let's try to go in order. I don't know if I'll be able to. November 8th, it's the 30-pound test CD release show. That's at Sub-Zero, formerly the Platinum there on 4th in Corvallis. Summer soundtrack, a bikini will be playing as well. It's 18 and over, 21 and over you can drink. But if you're not 21, you can still go to that show. It's $5 at the door. That's November 8th. It's a Friday night. Also, one of the last heavy metal and hard rock shows going on at Diablo's before they close down is that night. If you're in Eugene that night, go see Glad Handler, I Am Ruin, Dirt Nap, and The Purpose of Silence. Should be a good show at Diablo's. One of the last you'll see there. What else is going on? Some new shows got me thrown off a little bit. What is it? November 24th. Monster Magnet at the Hawthorne Theater in Portland. I'm hoping for a Eugene show, but for now, that's all the information we have. So tickets are $20 at the door or $18. You can save a whopping $2 by buying in advance, but I doubt it'll sell out. They have a new album out and stuff, so you never know. What else is going on? November 9th, the 8th Annual Northwest Women's Comedy Festival. It's happening in Springfield at the Wildish Theater. Tickets are kind of expensive, so I'm not going to go, but if you guys want to, that is going on. November 29th, Lord Dying is playing with Nether Regions and The Ancients at Analog Cafe up in Portland. Another great show that will be. Neurosis and The Body are coming to, I forgot, either the Roseland or the Hawthorne. I was kind of scrambling for my list, but that's November 23rd. Neurosis doesn't come around a lot to Portland, so you should probably go see those guys. Great band. Great show that they put on with the visual effects behind the stage. Always a good time with Neurosis. November 13th at the Hawthorne Theater, it's Creator and Overkill. More metal coming to Portland December 3rd with Suicidal Tendencies and a few other bands at the Wonder Ballroom. High on Fire will be at the Hawthorne Theater on December 9th. That's a Monday. December 7th, we've got Wehrmacht, Toe Tag, playing Accused songs, World of Lies and Spawn, and Roadkill Carnivore, rounding out the bill there. It's going to be at the Slab Town. I guess it's a bar. That's just what it's called. It's a weird thing. The 17th of January next year, we got DRI coming to Hawthorne with World of Lies, direct support, and probably a couple other local bands opening the show. Should be fun. January 31st, Zappa Plays Zappa, Dweezil, and some of the alumni from the old Frank Zappa bands will be coming to the Roseland Theater. I think tickets are like $45, but it's a great show. They play like two long sets, and they do a great job interpreting the old Frank Zappa song. So there's a lot of stuff for you to go see. Now your job is to go see it. Go do something. Go support local entertainment. That way it'll keep happening. All right. And then when you get home, flip on the computer or your smartphone and listen to the Tagcast podcast. It's called the Terry and Gatz Comedy Show now, though. I can never remember that. All right. Thanks for listening, you guys, and we'll talk to you next time. Peace out.